West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Harrelson County joining Carroll County in ordering a stay-at-home shelter-in-place action on Wednesday. Board of Health officials saying it is necessitated by the spread of coronavirus in the community. Harrelson County Council, David Mecklen.
When the governor entered an emergency order last week, he delegated authority to the public boards of health to make health decisions within their respective jurisdictions. So that's the reason why the Board of Health is being asked to initially enter this order. Then it will be transmitted to the county and to all the municipalities within the county, and it will really be up to them to enforce the order that the Board of Health has entered.
Mecklen says the approved order for Harrelson County matches the one laid out in Carroll County on Tuesday.
It's a 3 or 4 page document. What it essentially does is outlines the requirements to stay at home and shelter in place. There are some exceptions. There are essential businesses that are set forth in the act that we expect to stay open.
Tanner health officials have said the number of new COVID-19 cases threatens to overwhelm the region's resources, inundating hospitals with more severely sick patients than Tanner can hope to care for. The hospitals are already near the limits of their capabilities. If the number of cases in our area continues to grow, they say they will not have the beds, ventilators, and other resources needed to care for them. Senior Vice President at Tanner Medical Center, Greg Schulenberg, telling health board members, at this time, social distancing is the only option to slow the spread of the virus. And that is what this order aims to accomplish.
At Tanner, we're in full pandemic mode, if you will. We're limiting visitation. We're in full virus protection for our patients and our caregivers. Full triage testing and treatment of those patients. And we are seeing quite a few suspected or actual COVID-19 positive patients at Tanner. That number is increasing, both in administered tests, positive tests, as well as those that are inpatient at the hospital. So we consider this a full pandemic emergency. Epidemiologists will tell you the only true way that we're going to stop the spread of this virus is through shelter in place, stay at home, social distancing type measures.
Essential businesses, essential activities, and essential travel are exempt from this order, most of which are common sense but are laid out in the order, which is posted to the Newstalk1330.com website, along with the order issued in Carroll County on Tuesday. Harrelson County's stay-in-shelter order takes effect as local governments approve enforcing the order today. Douglas County also approved a shelter-in-place order Wednesday evening. It is in effect from today until April the 10th. Well, Georgia's District 3 Congressman Drew Ferguson Wednesday talking with area small businesses via teleconference about resources soon to be available that could assist them.
This is different than the financial crisis in 2008. The government has told a big portion of our economy that it must shut down. And as a result of that, we are going to see a significant dip in employment, and we're going to see a significant dip in productivity and GDP over the next quarter.
The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote Friday on an historic $2 trillion stimulus and relief package designed to provide a jolt to an economy reeling from the coronavirus pandemic. A relief package could benefit individuals and businesses.
The goal here has been, number one, is to provide liquidity to businesses to help cover costs of payroll, loans, health insurance, all of the things that all of our small businesses are required to do every single week. We wanted to do everything that we could to keep employees connected to those businesses, because when we rebound, one of the real challenges that we could have is bringing employees back into the business. And so if we can keep employees attached to the businesses, that will make the recovery go much more quickly.
Along with $250 billion set aside for direct payments to individuals, the current bill provides $350 billion in small business loans, $250 billion in unemployment insurance benefits, and $500 billion in loans for distressed companies. Well, we have a number of listeners in East Alabama who count on us for information on the coronavirus from the Yellowhammer State. So for that, we turn to Jim Morgan with sister station WCKA in Jacksonville.
Wednesday afternoon in Calhoun County, there was a question and answer session with Sheriff Matthew Wade and Commission President Tim Hodges. They fielded a number of questions from area citizens, and Sheriff Wade assured everyone that the inmates were safe at the county jail, and he was asked if he was releasing some early.
We're not releasing any inmates. I don't have that authority to release inmates. states. There's a misnomer one that people in the county jail are full of nonviolent offenders. I would say probably 90% of the people we have an extensive criminal history and had multiple opportunities to be free and have messed that up. County jail is not full of people that are low-level offenders, for one. Two, if a judge wants to release somebody, that's up to them.
And over in Cleburne County today, there is now one case of a citizen testing positive for the coronavirus, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health website. Crystal Cavender of the Cleburne County EMA office confirmed that and advised citizens to do their part to protect themselves and their families. She added, it's time to prepare and not panic. In Alabama, the number of positive cases has jumped to 386 as of 5 p.m. Wednesday, and the first death was reported in Jackson County by news outlets. The ADPH has not confirmed that death as of yet. Reporting from Calhoun County, Alabama, I'm Jim Morgan.
And I'm Colin Worthington in the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom.